The series was less impressed. "The trash of dead cities," he sneered. He was careful to speak in the common tongue, which few Dothraki could understand. Yet even so, Danny found herself glancing back at the men in her cars to make sure he had not been overheard. He went on bitterly, "All these savages know how to do is steal things better men have built and kill." He laughed. "Oh, they do know how to kill. Otherwise, I'd have no use for them at all." "They are my people now," Danny said. "You should not call them savages, brother." "The dragon speaks as he likes," Viserys said, in the common tongue. He glanced over his shoulder at Aego and Ricaro riding behind them, and favored them with a mocking smile. "See, the savages lack the wit to understand the speech of civilized men." A moss-eaten stone monolith loomed over the road, 50 feet tall. Viserys glanced at it with boredom in his eyes. "How long must we linger amongst these ruins before Drogo gives me my army? I grow tired of waiting." "The princess must be presented to the Dosh Kaleen." "At the Crones, yes," her brother interrupted. "And there's to be some mummer's show of a prophecy for the whelp in her belly, you tell me. What is that to me? I'm tired of eating horse meat, and I'm sick of the stink of these savages." He sniffed at the wide, floppy sleeves of his tunic, where it was his custom to keep a sachet. It could not have helped much. The tunic was filthy. All the silk and heavy wools that Viserys had worn out of Penthos were stained by hard travel and rotted from sweat.